Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
From Australia's leading celebrity news magazine, Who, you're listening to Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the biggest celebrity news you missed this week. I'm Stacey Hicks from the team at Who, and I'm joined by our resident celeb expert, Ali Cromedy.
That's me.
Hi, Al.
Hello.
Yeah, we're both very excited this week.
It's a very sexy ep.
It is the sexiest ep, I dare say.
It is the sexiest ep.
That we've ever done.
Ever.
We look very average.
Oh, but no, personally, I've never looked sexier, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to drag you down with me then. I look very average. But it's our sexiest issue is out today.
Oh my God.
It's finally out. And we're going to be talking
blood, sweat,
to you.
And tears. Sexy, yes. Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yes. It takes a lot to look that sexy.
Yep. Yep.
These issues
exactly.
Take a lot of work. A lot of work.
I mean, the talent just turn up and look incredible.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Behind the scenes is where it gets a bit unsexy.
That's
but,
right. Yeah.
You know.
So we've been working really hard on that. And for anyone who doesn't know, the sexiest issue is an annual issue that we do every year for Who.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's our list of all of the sexiest people. It can be Australian and Hollywood stars every
and there's
year.
Not like a ranking order.
No.
It's just a collection of amazing people that we are inspired by and who we think are sexy for being who they are and whatever they're doing.
Yeah, and that's very much always the thing is about challenging that idea of sexy. Mm-hmm. It's not a list of models.
No.
This is people who are doing all sorts of amazing things. We've got female entrepreneurs, athletes,
actors.
God, so many.
Musicians.
Yeah, musicians. There's lots of different people in the list.
Yeah,
and I'm
really
obsessed
cool
with it. So we hope you are too. And it's twice as sexy this
it's a
year.
Very, it's a different take on it this year. We decided rather than just doing solo people on their own.
Yeah, individual
we thought,
sexies.
Why not get some like really hot duos?
Yeah.
Whether that be, as you said, like couples or co-stars. We've got some siblings in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not creepy.
No.
It's very sexy. It's not creepy. But all kinds of different people. So
lots of combos. Because we just found that anyone who was kind of doing really well and smashing it in their arena was kind of always had that support person there who was kind of cheering them on. So we're kind of showcasing that. So there is also two covers.
Exactly. We're very smart.
Yeah. So if you get confused in the shops, it's because there's two. You can buy two if you want.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Collect. Got to collect them all.
They are beautiful. They're
collectors
big bumper
editions.
Issues. So, of course, we have Sean Hampson and Megan Gale are together on one cover.
Yes.
Supermodel and Survivor/AFL player, Sean.
Yep.
And then our other cover, and we'll also be having her on the show today,
we've
got Jules and Guy Sebastian.
I'm so excited.
Yes, we love them. So we will chat to Jules next. Mm-hmm. But first, we want to talk about Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my God, yeah. So just stepping away from the sexiest issue for now. Although
I mean, he counts.
He's very sexy, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, what's he? Okay, so he surprised everybody this week.
Yes.
When he stepped onto the red carpet, usually he does these things alone.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready for the sexiest issue because he was ready to step out with his loved one.
Yes. So he was attending the LACMA Art and Film Gala.
Yes.
And he always walks red carpets alone. Very
always.
Private. He's one of those ones that you don't really see much unless he's promoting a film.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned up on this red carpet with a lady love, and they were holding hands very much being affectionate and a couple.
PDA.
Yeah, and it's been revealed that her name is Alexandra Grant.
Same name as me. I mean, different last names, but not the same person. It's okay.
And she is his first public relationship in 20 years.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So
why now?
And we were going, oh, that's weird that he hasn't kind of, if he's happy to kind of show his love now, which is great, why wouldn't he have done that before?
Mm.
He's kind of got a really tragic past. Yeah. For massive Keanu fans, you will obviously know this, but for anyone who doesn't.
Yeah, so when the pics came out this week, I was reading a story and I'm like, yeah, he's never seen with anybody. And then you start to read about the underbelly or the backstory. The backstory. Why?
Yeah, and it is really tragic. So his last public relationship was 20 years ago in 1999 with Jennifer Symes, and they gave birth to a daughter, Ava, but she was stillborn.
Yeah, so she was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, so really, really tragic. And then they separated soon after.
Yeah.
And just when you think it can't get any more sad than that, then she was killed in a car crash.
A few years later.
Yeah, so I think he obviously was very scarred by all of that.
Oh, so much to go through.
And threw himself into a million and one movies that he's been in over those
years. That's around the time of The Matrix. And really, I mean, he obviously had a career before that, but then he became huge after The Matrix. The Matrix was one of the biggest films ever. So
yeah, that's right.
Catapulted into
And now stardom. He's with Alexandra, who really looks like Helen Mirren.
Yeah, I mean, Helen Mirren, I think, is in her 70s, maybe her 80s. So that's all we're trying to say.
Yeah, but no. So Alexandra is 46. Yes. Keanu is 55.
Yes.
I thought Keanu was much younger than that, but
he looks good.
He's just like a fine wine.
Looking good.
And yeah, so they're around the same age by Hollywood standards. That's, you know,
nothing to worry about.
No. Practically ancient compared to the girls that Leonardo DiCaprio dates.
Exactly.
I mean, she just looks like she could be Helen Mirren's daughter.
She does, actually. She's got silver hair.
Yeah.
Very light hair that almost looks grey.
Yeah.
And they do have a similar face.
Yeah. But hopefully this means the start of a new chapter for Keanu, and obviously he's happy to move on and be
live
happy,
his
which
life,
is great.
You know, openly. And not that he, you know, who knows what he was up to before, but I always am very confused I understand why celebrities keep things under wraps. But I don't know what he's like in interviews, if he's like, you know, maybe because when we interview celebrities or people, you know, sometimes there's a list of questions you can't ask.
Yeah, that's
maybe
right.
That's been one of his for such a long time. And I'm always a bit like, well, come on, like. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he's going to talk about it and what's next for them.
Can't wait to see.
Just hopefully happiness.
Yay for happy Keanu.
So as we mentioned earlier, it's a very special day. It's a very special week. The Sexiest Issue is out. Yes. And one of our cover stars, the other being Megan Gale and Sean Hampson, we have Guy and Jill Sebastian on the other cover.
Yes.
And we thought rather than just talking about it, let's talk to her.
Yes. So we've got Jules on the show right now. Hi, Jules.
Hello. I don't think I've ever had that introduction in my lifetime.
Well, you deserve it. Sexy is what you are.
Yes.
And we are not coping with the pics.
I'm not really coping either. I can't believe it. I actually just can't believe it.
Oh, that you're so well. You look amazing. For anyone who hasn't seen the issue, it's on shelves today. Yes. So run to get that issue.
Yes.
And it's Guy and Jules looking very sexy and romantic.
So in love
in front of the piano.
Chemistry. 100,
yeah, that's just a normal kind of a Wednesday.
Just
draping over a piano.
In your finest high heels.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely how I do the housework.
Well, we really appreciate you being part of it. And it's obviously a very big year for you and Guy this year. We were very excited to be revealing the news that you're going to be hosting the red carpet at the Arias. Tell us about that.
Very exciting.
I know. It's just so many exciting things happening this month. I mean, not only the cover of Who magazine, that's blowing my mind, but hosting the red carpet at the Arias, I literally can't get my head around it. The Arias is just something I have just always loved. As a little kid, I would just wait for the Arias to be on, and I'd stay up late and I'd watch it. I just, because I love music, and obviously then I go ahead and marry a musician.
kind of comes with the territory really now.
And then getting the chance to actually go for the last decade or so, go along with Guy and just be, you know, tag along and just sit in the room and be in the room while you get to see everyone sing and win the Arias and see them walking beside you and going up and getting the award. So from that alone is just amazing. But then being able to actually be a part of the whole experience and be on the carpet and talk to everybody and see their dresses and outfits firsthand and usher them kind of into the show. I'm pumped. I can't wait.
Very exciting. You'd be perfect for it, seeing as you've been so many times. You know it inside out. So you're perfect for the job.
I think it's a good balance because I've worked as a stylist for about 10 years. Mm. So I'm right into what people are wearing and how all of that comes together. And, you know, I love the designers, and Australian designers are just amazing. And the great thing about fashion at the Aries is that anything goes. You can you can really glam it up and, go for it with sparkly number, or you can go a bit more rock and roll, a bit more edgy. So people really bring their personality into the style. And then there's the music side of it, which obviously I'm really passionate for too. Mm. So it's, and because I've worked with a lot of musicians styling them, it's like I feel like it's just all of my friends kind of coming to say hi, and we'll chat about the night.
That'll be, and guys obviously hosting as well. Yeah, so it really is a family affair.
It's a Sebastian Fest.
Yes. Well, yeah, and it's a Sebastian Fest in our issue.
Exactly,
this
and we couldn't be happier.
I'm sorry, everyone. You just have to put up with us for the month of November.
What are your kids? I mean, have your kids seen the photos? I'm going to guess they probably haven't seen them yet.
They haven't seen them yet.
What do you think they'll say?
I mean, they probably won't care, They'll probably be like, oh, yeah. I just feel like all this sort of thing has become very normal to them. They're just constantly bombarded with us, you know, taking photos and being in photos and going to things, you know, like I'll come down from upstairs and, you know, I have like a ball gown on and off I go to my thing, or sitting in the kitchen getting my hair and makeup done. It's just kind of a part of their existence. But they are very sweet. The other day I was dressed up for something, I can't remember what it was, and Archie, the littlest one, he just looks at me and he said, "Mom, you look so beautiful."
So sweet.
And, because I feel like those compliments are really genuine. You know, kids do not muck around. They are brutal.
Exactly.
I feel like that was, you know, very special, and I'll take that as a real gem.
Well, there might be some more compliments coming when they see the pics then. You never know.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll just spread the mags all around the house and just see what they
And what was your initial impression when we approached you about being part of Sexiest? I love to know this reaction from people.
Oh. Well, apart from thinking it was a bit of a joke, I honestly I love this issue of Who. I just, I buy it every single time. I love pouring myself over the beautiful photos and how people look and what they wear. And I think it's just such a beautiful issue. So I'm such a fan of it anyway. To be asked to be like, who's sexiest? I am... in my opinion, probably the most unsexy person that I know.
Okay, that needs to stop. It's not true.
I am just a dag. I'm just a bogan from Adelaide who just happens to be on the camera of Who's Sexiest. I just can't. Yeah. I can't believe it. I truly can't.
I think that's what we love about you, though, and what we were really trying to achieve this year was getting people who are just unapologetically themselves and can kind of make a little bit of a light of it, because sexiness is kind of just, you know, having a bit of confidence, having the ability to, you know, have
being
a chuckle
you.
At yourself. And I can confirm, I was there on the day watching your shots get taken with Guy, and everyone, you were so gracious letting everyone into your home to do these shots, and everyone was just gasping every time we saw a frame. We were going, that's the one. Oh no, that's the one.
I think Stacey sent me the first like test shot, just the photographer setting up the lighting, making sure it looked good. She sent me that. I'm like, well, there's the shot. We've got it. Like literally, you guys. And all Stacey kept saying, they are so in love. They are just so lovely and so like, so you're more than deserving.
Very kind. That is very kind. And I think that is the thing, honestly, that I just sort of, it's my preach. I just think, you just have to be yourself. Like I honestly don't know how to be or do anything else. And guys right alongside me doing that as well. He just, he's so authentically himself all the time. And so, you know, for us both to just kind of be existing in the world, not trying to be anything other than what we are, it actually makes for a really kind of easy life, because we're not trying, we're not pushing, we're just existing and being. And I feel like there's a lot to be said for that. And people always are, you know, commenting on that. They're like, oh, you're so normal. Yes, because I'm a human being.
Exactly.
No different to anybody else. Just, you know, what Guy has achieved and been able to do in his career just happens to be in a public forum. Yep. And really that's all it comes down to. And so, you know, we love people and we love investing our time and energy into making people feel great about themselves and being interested in them and being interested in their stories. And so I think people appreciate that when they sort of conjure up something that you might be because you're in the public eye, and then they're pleasantly surprised when you're just a regular person.
Yeah, yeah. So hilarious. Well, it's a shock.
Can confirm you definitely are. You were a total joy to work with on the day. So we're so excited to have you on the cover. Thanks so much for chatting to us, Jules.
And thank you guys so much for having us. I'm stoked.
So welcome. Thank you.
The last thing we're going to talk about today is something we have talked to death already on this podcast, many, many episodes. If you have missed somehow the Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth split and then the subsequent Caitlin Carter relationship and then the Cody Simpson relationship, far out.
Congratulations. You're probably doing something more worthwhile than us.
But you can go back and listen to some past episodes if you need to catch up. But now the latest installment, Caitlin Carter, her and Miley broke up. I want to say a few weeks ago.
Yeah, no, September.
Okay, a month ago.
Yeah.
After a whirlwind summer, American summer, European summer romance. And people knew her name before because she was married to Brody Jenner.
Yeah.
Then she appeared on The Hills with him, the revamp of that show. So we were like, yeah, we have a vague idea of her. And then when she hooked up with Miley, we were like, okay, now who is this person? Let's find out everything. And they were seen together for, I think they were together for a month or so.
Yeah, it was only a month.
But they were inseparable during that time. Yeah. She was at the MTV or they went to a music awards ceremony together.
Hanging out with Miley's mom. Behind the scenes. Really got ingrained in that family very quickly.
They were everywhere together. I believe they were probably going to move in together at one point. And then they split. Mm. As quickly as they got together, they were broken up the next minute. But now she's decided to share her experience with Elle USA. She's written an essay for them.
A very, very lengthy essay.
Very lengthy, very she was just explaining her experience. So she basically, it's well worth a read. It was very interesting. And it really, I thought it was really powerful for, we live in a society now where, everybody loves labels. Everybody loves, are you gay, straight? Bisexual. Yep. Who do you like? What do you like? Yep. Are you fluid? Then people started talking about being fluid. And I know Miley has said she's pansexual. And there's all these different terms flying around. And it's because, our society just loves to know who you are and what you're doing, what you like.
Yeah.
But she was talking how she's never been with a woman before this. So that was new information.
It was really revealing. And it was lovely. She just said, one of her quotes was, until that trip, it never crossed my mind that I was even capable of loving a woman the way I loved her.
Yeah.
She's like, but after reflecting on my romantic history, I realized that I never really had a type. Mm. And she kind of goes on to say that it was just as simple as she went on a holiday with a friend and the next thing she knew, she was in love with her.
And hey, it happens.
It happened and it was all very quick. And I think it's great that she's being so candid about that and saying,
really powerful
this
stuff.
Wasn't to get back at my ex.
No.
This wasn't to get famous by, piggybacking onto Miley.
Yeah.
This was just something that happened and it's over now and I'm moving on from that, but it's helped her kind of reflect on herself and who she is. And I really love it. I love that she's done this.
So do I.
Skeptics are kind of saying that she's done it to
get even more attention.
Yeah, get more attention. But I think she's really sincere. And if you go on to read that, it's lovely. And she kind of talks about the relationship ending with Brody as well.
Yeah.
And that, shortly thereafter, she just wasn't expecting something like that to happen.
Yep.
And it was her first and only romance with a woman.
Yep.
So I hope she's okay.
And regardless of her intentions, I think it's still really a great thing to be out there.
Totally.
I don't mind what she wanted to do it for. Maybe, hopefully it's with the pure intentions that think. But it's still going to help people. It's still going to open people's eyes. And I love it from her.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction.
No, totally.
Go, Caitlin.
Yeah.
And that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Obviously, make sure you check out, we've been banging on about it, the sexiest issue this week.
Well, we're really proud of it.
Yeah, we are. And it's a really good one. And there's even, if you're interested in the next chapter of the Miley-Cody saga, we've actually got a chat with Cody Simpson talking about his love for Miley.
He features with his sister Ali. Yes. So that's the siblings we referred to earlier.
Yeah, so check that out. That's a little bit of tea for you.
Yeah, it's really incredible. He says Miley's the best girl he's ever known. There's lots more of that too. So
yeah,
pick it up.
Check it out.
Moana Hope and Isabella Karlstrom, they're in the issue, as are Elise Knowles and Josh Barker.
And Samantha Armitage has done her first ever chat and couple shoot with her new partner, Richard Lavender. So it's a good one.
Epic.
So good.
So good. Do not miss it.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.